A tired heart begins anew when faith returns pure and true. When faith returns pure and true, spiritual renewal.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, As-salatu was-salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Noorallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to a wonderful and special transmission for Eid. This is a spiritual renewal. Since we have just passed Ramadan, the magical month of Ramadan, where there were so many opportunities for you and I to change. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with Eid al-Fitr, a day of joy, of spreading joy, spreading happiness as well. Today in particular, we are going to be talking about lasting family memories. For many people, the idea of family is central to their lives. For many people, family is the heart and soul of their lives. The traditions that we cultivate within them can serve as foundations for lasting connections, for cherished memories. Many families have time-honored traditions that they pass down from one generation to the next. And this serves to cement those connections. And so the day of Eid is also a day of reconnecting with family. It's a day of showing shukr, gratitude to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a day of spreading happiness within the confines of the Sharia, the Islamic sacred law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. And so today we are going to focus on lasting family memories. Before that, let's recall the beautiful hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Let's make some good intentions. O Allah azza wa jal, I am watching, I am listening to the silsila for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. I'm here to seek knowledge of deen. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well, inshallah ta'ala. Time is fast, life is short. How fast the blessed month of Ramadan came and went. Our lives are in fast forward. Make the most of each day of each moment. Make every moment count. That there should not be any moments in my life that are wasted in doing nothing or doing something which is not productive. The only time I must be doing nothing or nothing productive is when I'm asleep, when I'm taking rest, when I'm recharging my battery. Every day of your life, make it part of your daily routine to reconnect with the glorious Quran, to recite the Quran a part, minimum 3 verses every day. With the English translation and commentary from Kanzul Iman and from Miftahul Ihsan. And live your life within these precincts, these commandments every day and throughout your day. Recite Salawat, Durudi Pak, Dhikrullah, Istighfar, make sincere tawbah. Turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in sincere repentance. Establish the salahs, the 5 daily salahs, perform them properly, abstain from sins, fulfill rights of the people, do good, think good, be good, speak good, and obey Allah and His Rasul, Azza wa Jalla sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In these things lie salvation in this world, the grave, and in the afterlife through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many wonderful blessings for reciting Salat ala Nabi, Durudi Pak. The person who recites Durud Sharif, one time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants that person 10 rewards, removes 10 sins, minor sins, and elevates a person's status by 10 times. Let's watch a lovely kalam, and we'll continue with this discussion about family and creating lasting family memories. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Bakare khash hairanam, aghithni ya Rasulallah. Bakare khash hairanam, aghithni ya Rasulallah. Parishanam, parishanam, aghithni ya Rasulallah. Parishanam, parishanam, aghithni ya Rasulallah. Nadaram juz tu malja, mawae nadanam juz tu mal jaye, nadanam juz tu mawae. Tu hi khud saaz o samanam, aghithni ya Rasulallah. Tu hi khud saaz o samanam, aghithni ya Rasulallah. Parishanam, parishanam, aghithni ya Rasulallah. Ya Rasulallah, parishanam, aghithni ya Rasulallah. Shahab-e-Kasnawazi kun, tabib-a-chara-sazi kun. Shahab-e-Kasnawazi kun, tabib-a-chara-sazi kun. Mareez-e-dard-e-isyanam, aghithni ya Rasulallah. Mareez-e-dard-e-isyanam, aghithni ya Rasulallah. Parishanam, parishanam, aghithni ya Rasulallah. Agar rani o gar khani, ghulamam man ta sultani. Agar rani o gar khani, ghulamam man ta sultani. Digar cheeze namidanam, aghithni ya Rasulallah. Digar cheeze namidanam, aghithni ya Rasulallah. Parishanam, parishanam, اغثني یا رسول اللہ
یا رسول
اللہ پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
گناہ در جا نماتش زد قیامت شولا می خیزد گناہ در جا نماتش زد قیامت شولا می خیزد مدد اے آب حیوانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ مدد اے آب حیوانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
چمر غم نخل جا سوزد بہارم را خزاں سوزد چمر غم نخل جا سوزد بہارم را خزاں سوزد نریزد برگ ایمانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ نریزد برگ ایمانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
جو محشر فتنہ انگیزد بلائے بے اماخی زد جو محشر فتنہ انگیزد بلائے بے اماخی زد بجویم از تو درمانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ بجویم از تو درمانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
پدر را نفرت آید پسر را وحشت افزاید پدر را نفرت آید پسر را وحشت افزاید تو گیری زیر دامانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ تو گیری زیر دامانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
گدائے آمد سلطان مگر دانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ تہی داما مگر دانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
رضایت سائل بے پر تو ہی سلطان لا تنغر رضایت سائل بے پر تو ہی سلطان لا تنغر شہاب ہرے عزی خانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ شہاب ہرے عزی خانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم
یا
اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. I'm sure you enjoyed that lovely kalam. You can find this kalam along with many others by different reciters as well on YouTube by typing in Naat Production. This is the official page of Dawood Islami, where you will find Ham Sharif, Naat Sharif, Mankabat, Munajat, so many beautiful kalams. And continue listening and recite along with good intentions. Get your offspring used to listening and reciting. Inshallah ta'ala, this will help to develop the love of Allah and His Rasul Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love of Sahaba Ikram, Ahlul Bayt and Awliyaullah in our hearts. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us for Hajj and Umrah time and again. Take us to visit Medina Sharif, Aqsa Sharif time and again. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The moment that we get to know the moon of Shawwal has been sighted. Subhanallah. For many people, they are ambivalent, meaning that they have mixed emotions. On one side, I'm sad. Ramadan is gone. Could have been my last Ramadan. On the other side, I'm happy that, you know, Eid is here. And families get together, they visit each other. Maybe my family members from different places are going to visit me. So the hype is there, the excitement is in the air. Those who are watching now, perhaps in your very own homes, your uncles, your aunts, your grandparents, your cousins, your siblings, maybe they are already at your house. There's an atmosphere that you cannot describe. There's excitement in the air. Or maybe you are getting ready to go to somebody else's house, one of your other family members. It's a wonderful time to strengthen family ties. Allahu Akbar. And we can all create these wonderful memories. Because if you ask me or any person, of course there might be exceptions. But if you ask any person that you remember, when you were little and it was the day of Eid, how did you feel? What were your emotions? I remember, you know, subhanallah, a few days before, we went Eid shopping for new clothes, new shoes. The excitement already started 2-3 days before. Eid day, we're waking up early for Fajr Salah. We come back, putting on our new kurta or jubba, having a bath, going early to the masjid, performing Eid, coming back. You know, when you're a kid and you're coming back home, hey, the sweetmeats are going to be waiting on the table. The pies are going to be waiting. The other treats are going to be waiting. My uncles are going to come, my aunties are going to come, and they're going to give me Eidi, an Eid gift, something, you know, monetary. So subhanAllah, it's amazing, it's beautiful. But there are many people, many Muslims, many youth, many kids that will not get to experience that. I don't want to be a wet blanket. But, you know, a little bit. Think about this aspect also. Whilst we are enjoying ourselves with our family members, the get-together, the harmony, the peace, the joy, the happiness, the excitement. Just think a little bit as well. And this is important for us to also have this kind of a discussion with our kids. At least a little bit. So they... Why? Number one. They will show shukr. And this is the mindset we need to create in our minds and the minds of our offspring as well. Shukr. Gratitude. Ya Allah. I thank you for giving me this family, this home, this food, this niyaz, these sweetmeats, these facilities. I thank you for giving me these parents, these grandparents, uncles, aunties, cousins, the facilities that we have. The wonderful, tasty, delicious meal. Shukr. Many don't have it. Many parts of the world, Muslims are suffering at the hands of oppressors. Eid comes and goes, it's just another day. There's no special delicious meal. There's no niyaz. There's no sweetmeats. There's no laddu, biryani. Where's the next meal going to come from? It's Eid al-Fitr. How? Where am I going to get my food from? It's Eid al-Fitr. So number one, gratitude, gratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the facilities that we have. Number two, sympathy and empathy. That I truly feel. So the least I can do is, Alhamdulillah azawajal, your Dawud Islam is helping around the world. FGRF. Faizan Global Relief Foundation is doing humanitarian work, welfare work in different parts of the world. So, if you can, before all the family members come, how about visiting an orphanage, an old age home, just for an hour, half an hour, if it's possible. Go with your kids with gifts. Doesn't have to be extravagant. If you're going to an orphanage with these little kids, huh? Take some snacks. Take some niyaz. Take some food and go. Some lovely, you know, something for them to drink. Fruit juice. And a little, you know, pack with sweets and things. Can you imagine how happy they will feel? They don't have mothers and fathers. And your own kids will see this. And you must condition their minds to show thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how we need to rear them. This is how we need to grow them up. This is reality. It's happening. It's in our communities. Orphanages are there. Care centers, care facilities. Old age homes are there. Our senior mothers and fathers, many of them, even on Eid day, nobody cares. Nobody comes and visits their sons and daughters. Their brothers, sisters don't come and visit. You know how I know that? I had the great opportunity of visiting on Eid day. We went as a qafila of maybe a dozen or two in Dawud Islami on Eid day to spend the day with. It was an orphanage and old age center in one premises. And so a lovely meal was prepared. We sat with them, we ate with them. At the end, we gave out gifts, and you should have seen the broad smiles. I mean, when you see that, and the thanks that you are given, when we are just the means, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the one who provides, and it's just the front people to present it. But the feeling you get, how about you try it? Try it out. Try one Eid and see. The smiles on the little kids' faces, but you'd also see, especially the elderly people, some of the kids as well, but tears rolling down their cheeks. Tears of joy. I also spoke to somebody. Tears of separation from their family members. Eid day. My son, my daughter. I sacrificed my life, my energy. I squeezed my energy into bringing them up. They were little. They were my babies. I did everything for them. What about my siblings? My brother, my sister, we grew up together. We were together. We were small. We played together. We grew up. We were there for each other. And today, just dumped in a temporary morgue. Sad. But that's the reality. Because, look, I want you to keep this in mind. The further we drift away from Islamic teachings and values, the more sin we engage in. Like not respecting our parents. Like not fulfilling the rights of the parents, of the spouse, of the children, and the rights of people. Because Islam demands that we fulfill each other's rights. It's a mutual fulfillment. And really, I tell you, it's something to ponder over. So if you can, on Eid day, day of Eid, give 1 hour. 1 hour, 12 minutes at an orphanage with your children, at an old age home with your kids, with your family. Say, let's go. Even we provide a meal for them. We'll give them the gifts. We'll come back to our house and then we'll entertain our family members. Or call your family members there if possible and reflect together on the importance of maintaining family unity. Because look, Shaitan, he's going to try his best. Now with Ramadan over, during Ramadan, Shaitan was shackled, imprisoned. Now he's unchained. And he's going to violently try to make the individual submit to the desires. Allah protect us. This is what he's going to try and do. He's going to try and make families fight with each other, argue with each other over simple, silly, trivial things, insignificant matters. So be careful of this. You know, family traditions, these get-togethers that we have during Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha, or other occasions, they have an incredible power to create an unbreakable sense of belonging. That's my tribe. They provide a framework for our shared values. Our shared values are what? Islam. Islamic values. Islamic knowledge. From an Islamic perspective, our customs. Customs, culture, cultural acts are all allowed so long as they do not conflict with the Sharia. Keep that principle in mind. So when our families get together, make sure it's within the Sharia, that there's no intermingling between strange men and women, boys and girls. Boy and girl cousin, remember, they are غير mahram. There must not be communication between the two. So whilst maintaining Shari'i principles and orders of parda, subhanallah, we can be together in one house, create facilities for Islamic sisters, for Islamic brothers, for the kids also. Let them play, let them enjoy themselves. This is also part of the bonding process. So Eid comes and Eid goes. But don't just leave those get-togethers, those family reunions for once in a year, like Eid day. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised us, exchange gifts and your love will grow. It's not about how what kind of a gift it is, how expensive. No. It's the thought that counts according to your pocket. Get something, something simple even. You thought about the person. Give the Eid to the little kids on the day of Eid. Exchange those gifts. You invite it to the family's house. Take something, bake something, buy something. So you can add on the table. It's something that is a get together. We're all in it together. We got each other's back. This is family. It's the ideal support structure. But don't keep those kinds of reunions for only days of Eid or once a year. Even when you, throughout the year, maybe once a week, once a month, have a family get together. And again, keep it within the ambit of the Sharia. You know what kind of beautiful memories, lasting memories we can create? Take for example, your kids, na? If you write little notes, small notes, I love you, well done on your test, or something about positivity, something about a motivation, just one sentence, and you hide it in the lunchbox. When they open the lunchbox at school at madrasa, and they see the note, but you can put there, from Amba, from Dad, from Mother, Mummy, Mum, Ammi, whatever you all call each other. And imagine, it's like a surprise, like, wow, my mother, you know, wrote this for me. My father wrote this for me. My uncle, my auntie did this for me, wrote this for me. That will stick in their mind. You thought about them, and it creates stronger bonds. You know how else we can create lasting memories? The example that was given now. Why not call all the family members before we go to, maybe you all will select this Eid al-Fitr, right? Everybody comes to this person's house. Normally what happens is where the mother and father stay, that's where everybody migrates to. A temporary migration. Everybody comes, sometimes from overseas, from out of country, from other cities. They plan it such that Eid day, mother and father, they're staying there. So we're all going to gather there. Or whatever routine you'll have, whatever Eid routine you'll have, that this Eid we will spend at this brother's house, that Eid at that sister's house, etc. So plan it like this also, right? You know what? Before we gather, we've selected this person's house. Let's visit and volunteer an hour, 12 minutes minimum at that orphanage. So after Eid Salah, we all gather there. And we spend the little time. Give the gifts to the kids, as I mentioned earlier. Give a meal if possible. And then you proceed to your home, the home that has been selected to spend the Eid, the day of Eid. Volunteering together, when you engage in volunteer work together as a family unit, you instill a sense of compassion and community involvement and get the little ones involved in these things. It is so important. Let them see for themselves. Let them show that shukr, ya Allah, I have a home to go back to. I have family that loves me. It's something which is important for individual growth as well as growing family bonds. Subhanallah. So the family get-togethers, like on the day of Eid, it is much more than just sitting together, eating together some delicious meals, having, you know, fun, the kids running around. Let them enjoy themselves. They're going to make noise. They're going to be jumping around. They're going to be running outside. Yes, somebody should supervise. At least one person, one grown-up, should be there constantly just to monitor and supervise that, you know what, everything's okay. There's no people with bad intentions, maybe strangers. You know what also is important? When we are sitting together And you know, maybe talking about the good old days, memories of the past, because this Eid that you are experiencing is also going to become one of your memories. Good or bad, that depends on you. Go with good intentions. And one of them is to maintain, to strengthen family ties. Show kindness to each other. We cannot emphasize enough how Islam emphasizes in the strongest of terms for the families to be together as one unit. And how shaitan tries to disrupt this. How shaitan tries to break up your support structure. Be careful of this. With the wasawis, with the evil whisperings, with suspicions, with jealousy. Hey, look what kind of a gift they gave. And we are giving a simple gift. Allahu Akbar. So always maintain. Always be wary also. Maintain family ties and be wary for these evil whisperings of shaitan. Again, Ramadan is out. The devil, shaitan, is unchained. He's going to spread his people who are amongst the humans and jinn, his agents, his followers, to whisper in the hearts of the people. You and I, as believers, as Muslims, we have been unconditionally commanded in the blessed ahadith to treat relatives with kindness, to do good to each other, to be kind, sincerely kind, not to be kind to have an expectation from the individual. And of course, there's different levels in terms of relationship. There are also different levels of treating relatives with kindness, depending on how close the relative is. And certainly, parents hold the greatest status in this matter. After them, the dhu rihim mahram, meaning those relatives with whom marriage is haram forever due to genealogical reason. And after them is the status of the other relatives, depending upon how close a relationship they have. So this support structure needs to be maintained. Once it is fractured, cracked, destroyed, then lots of sin, doors to many different types of sins will be opened. The person will end up destroying themselves, because they will end up with piles and piles of sin on their heads. That respect for parents, for siblings, for the spouse, for the children, uncles, aunts, grandparents, will all be gone then. As we see in the so-called first world nations, where they have no... It's amazing. Must I laugh or must I cry? Look at their society. Their societies have crumbled into pieces, where over 50% of marriages end in divorce. You know what's going to happen to the kids then? That bitterness, that one parent household, single parent household, and mostly the majority of these single parent households that's trying to keep the family together, raise that child, are mothers. And this is the number one epidemic that is rife in those Western countries, that they call it the fatherless society. Fatherless society. Shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Islam has given us this idea, this concept, this teaching of strongly maintaining family ties. Look, even if your family members are overseas, or if you are gone overseas, you still need to keep in touch. Even if it is with a simple message, you got to keep in touch. If you can, phone, video call your mother, your father, your siblings, so some contact stays there. Otherwise, what's going to happen? Weeks, months, years go by. They don't contact me. I don't have any time for them. How shaitan messes with people's minds. You be the one. You be the hero of the family. You be the peacemaker. Don't worry about other people. Why must I? Recently, a person sent a message that I'm tired. I'm tired of being the one always keeping in touch with my family, with my brothers and my sisters. If I don't message them, if I don't phone them, if I don't visit them, nobody does anything. They don't contact me. They don't visit me. They don't message or phone me. I'm tired of this now. So we tried to make the mind of this individual. Don't look at it like that. Why am I the one doing this? Look at it from a positive lens that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen you to be the peacemaker, to be the one who keeps, maybe the family is far flung in different places, overseas even, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen you to be the one who is pulling them all together, even if it's by a simple message once a week, once a month. How are you? How is the family? Even with a simple phone call. You are the one keeping the family together in your own little way. And of course, if you make good intentions, Allah, what kind of rewards will you gain if you do for the pledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the person's mind was made and a narration was mentioned. What was the narration? Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. Forgive those who oppress you. Give to those who deprive you and maintain relations with those who break off relations with you. Allah. That's a hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Person wants his ranks to be raised, should forgive the one who oppresses him. Should grant, should give to the one who deprives him. And should maintain relations with the one who breaks off relations with him. And believe me, the person, when they read that narration, they were like, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From where they started off, that I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm tired of it. To saying that, shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At least, you know, I'm trying for my part. But this shouldn't be only one person's responsibility. All of us. We all have a part to play. And each one has rights and responsibilities to maintain. And by not maintaining ties, how many people you may be walking past them? That could be your connection. That could be your family. That could be your cousin. Could be your niece or nephew. Could be passing each other every day. And no idea. Maybe we then met at a function somewhere. At a program in Ursa Milad Sharif. And their family, their parents, their siblings introduced them to me or vice versa. And you are like, but hey, I know you from somewhere. I seen you here and I seen you there. You know, I'm going to work, I see you passing me by. Subhanallah, we are actually cousins. I'm actually your uncle, or you are my uncle. This is bound to happen if there's no maintaining of family ties. If we do not put in effort to inquire about each other. Think about that. We'll take a short break and be right back. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he states, من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكرم جاره. Whosoever believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the final day, then let him honor his neighbor. Honoring neighbors, be kind to them. Yes, protect their privacy. Don't backbite, don't spread words, falsehood about them, maybe sharing their secrets, whatever it may be happening within their home. Of course, do not harm them. It's not just that though. It's helping them if they need any help, sharing your food with them, being a source of peace and happiness rather than a thorn in their side. Allahu Akbar. Islam teaches us that, yes, we must pray our salah. We must honor all of the laws of Islam. And part of those is taking care of your neighborhood, which of course begins with your very own neighbors. We must honor our neighbors. When was the last time you visited them? When was the last time you have shared a kind word with them? When was the last time you were there to comfort them? When was the last time you were there to even ask them, offer them some sort of help? We should always be there for our neighbors.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It's always something to learn in this beautiful, fragrant environment of Dawat Islam. Some beautiful Madani pearls there. And if you haven't gotten involved as yet with our facilities, with the services, with the activities, then what are you waiting for? Dawat Islam is there for us, for you, to empower us, to motivate us, to constantly remind us of our duties, our responsibilities as Muslims to fulfill our purpose. Dawat Islam has daily filling and acting upon the nek a'mal, pious deeds. That's a game changer. If any Muslim out there truly wants to reform their lives, you can download it for free from App Store and Play Store. It's a self-questionnaire. And every week, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, we have daily dars. Every week we have the Sunnah-inspired Ijtima. We have a new booklet released on a weekly basis. Every month we have the monthly Faizan-e-Madina magazine. Brothers traveling the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on qafilas. There are so many different types of classes and courses that are available online, on-site, face-to-face, with over 80 different departments in different fields. Join today, don't delay. Well, dear viewers and listeners, we are talking about lasting family memories. And we've covered a few things, especially for the day of Eid, but not only for the day of Eid. Eid and beyond Eid. Ramadan has come and gone. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, as we enjoy the joy of Eid, let us maintain our salahs, maintain respect for each other. It is mentioned that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, whoever believes in Allah and the last day, then let him be generous to his guest. And whoever believes in Allah on the last day, let him maintain the bond of kinship. And whoever believes in Allah on the last day, let him say that which is good or observe silence. A person said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inform me of a certain deed that if I do it, I shall enter Jannah. He sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam mentioned, worship Allah and do not associate anything with Him. Establish prayer, give zakah, and maintain bonds of kinship, family ties. Who doesn't want to live a long life, to have an abundance in their provisions, in their sustenance, each one of us? But did you know, by maintaining good relations with your family through the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's possible? But the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, whoever desires for Allah to multiply his provision and to increase his age, he should maintain good relations with his family. What is the kind of relationship that I have with my family? With my parents, with my siblings, with my children, with my cousins, with my nieces and nephews, my uncles and aunts, with my grandparents, What kind of, is it a healthy relationship? Or, I don't even remember when last I made contact with them. Look, if they are still alive, you be the one to initiate contact. You be the one to send the message, to make the call, to visit them, to meet for them, that tomorrow on my phone I'll get the message that their janaza is taking place, that they've passed away. And the regret a person may have then, you can't fix that. It's over, it's too late then. So now is the time. Day of Eid and after Eid. That family contact, that's how the memories are created, by being together, by sharing, by being sincerely concerned for the next person, for that family member. Inquiring, is everything okay? Do you need anything? Do you need any help? It makes a big difference. Even you send a message, just checking on you if everything is okay. I mean, it doesn't seem like a lot, just a message. But the person on the receiving end will feel like, hey, this person, my brother, my sister, my uncle, my aunt, my friend, he keeps asking about me, man. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, if I have to get that message, I'll appreciate it that the person thought about me. So this day of Eid, and even beyond Eid, other than Eid, keep close contact with family members. And thereby, there will be lots of good memories. And do it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we earn rewards as well. Until next time, if you think good, you'll speak good, you'll do good, and good things will happen, inshallah al-kareem. Keep safe and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
A tired heart begins anew when faith returns pure and true. When faith returns pure and true, spiritual renewal.